what I was looking at the calculator, trying to figure out what's going to give me the best bang. Because I'm running, I'm figuring I got to have at least 100, but I'm trying to cut it down to 75 feet. And then, you know, the RG213 is probably the least expensive out of the two thicker ones, but the RG8X, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that one?
You know, I can't remember, but on the 8th, I can't remember, but the RG213, I really like. That's the one that I buy quite often. Haven't bought in a couple years, because when I buy it, I usually buy, you know, 100 feet, and it gives me a while to work with it. But RG213 is pretty good, as it's a, you know, it's a stranded wire on the in the middle. The middle wire is stranded. I like that the best. So, yeah, anyhow, you might not have to worry about it too much, because this repeater's up at 500 feet, and got you as full quieting right now. Over.
Yeah, I understand. I see the Optimist one, and that's why I did it, because nobody could understand me or hear me very well, because I was trying to pop holes through the woods. I got a Yagi up there, too, but she just don't want to get through the woods, and it's not as easy as dragging that up into the top of the tree, so we'll just have to look at the 213. I got a 50-foot roll, but that's going to go on my long line for my HF, so we'll figure out something, but I'm going to say 73s on this transmission, and you have a safe trip, and watch out for all the dummies. I appreciate talking to you, and I'll show you a book, and TF8, BDT, we're going to be out and monitoring.
All right, Jeff. Chat, have a safe and productive and enjoyable day, KD9APD. Breaking with Jeff and monitoring, heading toward Holt.